And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Patrol. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose. What up, doll?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Center stage on the mic.
And we putting it on wax. It's the news.
We're Jalen and Kobe. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Oh, the people are getting what they want today. People are getting what they want today. We have interesting game between the Thunder and the Rockets. An emotional return to Houston for Chris Paul. Warriors won a game. The Warriors won a game. Josina Anderson will be joining us.
JoJo,
our colleague,
shout out,
journalist, legend, Jackie Mack, dropped very interesting article about Kyrie Irving and his behavior and his assimilation into the Nets franchise and World Series Game 6. Jalen, all eyes were in Houston last night for Chris Paul's return.
Yes, they were.
In a Thunder uniform this time. James Harden, 40 points. Russell Westbrook, an energetic, electric 21-12-9, one assist away from a triple-double. Jalen, do you think the Rockets brought a little extra because CP3 was in the building?
I think so, as they should. That's what teammates do, try to pick you up, whether you plan against your hometown team and letting you borrow their tickets, whether it's trying to show up from a team that traded you, that you got close to your goals when you're Chris Paul, but you weren't necessarily able to achieve them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to pump the brakes on all of those people that feel like him joining Houston was a failed experiment. It was not. They had their chances. They just came up short.
Oh, yeah. CP3 joining Houston was a failed experiment? Oh, no. Injuries. The injury 1 year. And also, like, that game 7 could have gone. Yeah, no. No. Just because you don't win the championship doesn't mean you failed.
Preach, David.
There's 30 teams in the NBA.
And every time we talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder, we're going to mention what three names?
James Harden, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook.
Absolutely.
And Nick Collison.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And so now, all of a sudden, when you're Chris Paul and you return, of course, Russ is going to have some juice playing against his former team. But what stood out to me, and we just showed that highlight, there were a couple of plays where James had the ball and he fed Russ on cut.
Yep.
Russell had the ball, and I almost spilled my sake on myself.
With that kick to the corner?
No. James Harden cut back door.
What?
I hadn't seen him do that.
Oh, I saw that little shovel pass.
And he got fouled.
That little shovel pass.
Yes. And that's because here's what's got to happen in basketball, and you know this, you play more rec ball than anybody. You can't have your best players always taking turns.
No.
So you can start them together. But what ends up happening during the game, you take one out, put one in, you're staggering how they play, and then you're trying to close the game with them. And then you have to figure out who's going to have the ball. And James has struggled from three, so Russ had the ball, did a great job penetrating, kick it to P.J. Tucker for the closing three.
One thing I love is James Harden had 40 points. You assume he had 7 threes, 8 threes. Nope, did not even make a threes. Had a ton of free throws, but he adjusted his game because the three-point shot wasn't falling. Russell Westbrook spent years with the Thunder players, and he's got relationships with almost everybody on the team. And he spoke about sort of the difference between their on-court and off-court relationships. Let's listen to Russell Westbrook.
This is how it goes. When I hoop, I have no friends. On the court, they know not to talk to me, but Steven's a real close friend of mine. But inside those lines, there's no friends. Spalding, that's my friend and my teammates, and that's it. But before the game, after the game, I'll talk to my guys. I'll go talk to them right now, but it doesn't mean that I don't have friends. But during the game, I don't. It's that simple. If you try to be my friend, I ain't going to say to you.
Jalen, you played, what was it, 17, 18 years in the league for all the teams? So you had friends all over the league. You played for every team. Is this just Russell Westbrook's approach, or is this sort of like a league-wide approach?
So the best players dictate this energy.
Okay.
When I was in the league, the best players were Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Hakeem Olajuwon,
Jalen Rose,
Tim Duncan, and some of the best personalities and or coaches were people like Pat Riley. Well, Shawn Leonard, we were friends since elementary school. When he was a member of their squad, when we came to the circle to do a jump ball, we barely even looked at each other. Because that was the tone of the league then. And rightfully so. We're there for competition. And so as you now usher in a new era of players, and this isn't a shot or shade, it's just a fact. They become friends so very young. Think about it. When I was playing, this is before social media. This is before YouTube. So the players from Chicago and New York, you only saw them at the Nationals. Other than that, they were urban legends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody be said that they were 6'5", and then you see them, they really 6'1". Or somebody that people said that can go, and you see them, they can really go. And this dynamic has changed in the era of information. And with the best player in today's game, LeBron James, who did a masterful job of dismantling, for example, the Pistons as they were getting older, the Celtics as they were getting older, any potential rivals, and or disabling other potential Hall of Famers that played in this conference. End up joining D-Wade, joining Bosch. Melo and the Knicks didn't get there. Rose and the Bulls didn't get there. So now it's in vogue and it's normal to see people playing against
it's
their former teammates.
It's just different. It's and just different.
And everybody communicates.
Jalen Rose.
And it's fine.
I have huge news.
But I love that Russell Westbrook is a throwback.
I have huge news.
Yes, sir.
The Warriors won a game. The Warriors won a game. Woo! The Warriors played against the Pelicans, and Steph Curry had a very impressive 26 points, but
it was Pelicans didn't
fueled
lie.
By Draymond Green with one of those playoff Draymond performances. He got a triple-double. And was this win more about the Warriors bouncing back or the Pelicans really not living up to the expectations their new roster was supposed to supply?
Well, this is a new norm when you watch the Golden State Warriors. Damian Lee.
Mm-hmm. What do you have, like 24?
Double-double off the bench.
Yep.
Glenn Robinson III playing quality minutes. Jordan Poole starting in the backcourt with Steph Curry. Not household names.
No.
But you know what makes those guys better? When you're two, three-time champion, players like Draymond Green and Steph Curry lead the way. And they're undefeated in Draymond Green's career when he has a triple-double. Steph Curry had 11 assists, getting other players involved. They're bringing D'Angelo Russell along slowly.
He played pretty well.
And he had his moments. That's what it's going to take. And I've said into this microphone multiple times, I'm not going to be on the panic Golden State Warrior side of history. I'm not going to do that because I believe in Steph. I believe in Draymond. So when people feel like they're not going to make the playoffs, let me give you some alternates. So who you putting in? The Mavs?
Yes.
The Kings?
Yes. No.
The Mavs. Suns? The Wolves?
We'll see. I'm putting the Mavs in.
But Golden State
conversation
Warriors
for another time.
Will
we have
be
to
in
move on
playoffs.
To another great game. We had a game in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hawks were hosting the 76ers. Joel Embiid showed up. He had a great game. 36 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists. Jalen, should we sort of expect these type of performances from Embiid at this point?
Of course. Absolutely. Joel Embiid is as talented as any player in the entire game at any position. Look at a 7-footer at 270 pounds, pump faking at the three,
mm-hmm.
which means he can make that shot. Jab step, putting it on the deck, and then dunking over the top.
He had a pass
of anybody
between his
that
legs.
Was in his way.
He had a pass between his own legs to Ben Simmons in this game. He is talented.
He is so very talented. And the one thing that the Sixers did is I'm calling the reverse Benjamin Button effect. I was at the game when they played against the Pistons. Joel Embiid wasn't able to perform in that game.
Mm.
So you bring in Al Horford. And now all of a sudden you have the older guy supplementing minutes for the younger guy as he load manages during the season.
Jalen,
so now he comes back against Atlanta and has
quickly,
a big game.
Throwback segment, explain the plot to Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button is the guy that as he started to get older, it seems like he looked younger and more spry.
Just stop it. So you know who looks young and spry? Trae Young, Eastern Conference Offensive Player of the Week. He had 25 and 9 assists, but he also did this, Jalen Rose. Josh Richardson, great defender. Josh straight up ran the wrong way. Like, it's one thing to break ankles. He got Josh Richardson running the wrong way. Has anyone ever done that to you?
Well, I didn't play defense.
You didn't play defense. So,
so you won't see any footage of that happening to me. You won't see me getting dunked on. But here's what I don't want people to sleep on. He did the cross. And normally, most people would have kept driving with his left hand. He pulled up.
Oh, yeah, from deep. Another thing I want people to not sleep on is there was a pick there, so Richardson's just trying to get over the pick.
Correct.
It's not like crossing somebody up in the open court.
Absolutely.
Okay, moving on. This story is a little juicy, Jalen. There's a lot of layers to this one. Our colleague and our friend of the show, Jackie McMahon.
The legend.
She just posted something on ESPN.com. It's very interesting about the Nets and Kyrie Irving. Mm. She said that there's an unspoken concern amongst the Nets that makes them uneasy. Here's what else she wrote. She wrote, quote, when Irving lapses into these funks, he often shuts down, unwilling to communicate with the coaching staff, front office, and sometimes even his teammates. Nets team sources say one such episode occurred during Brooklyn's trip to China, leaving everyone scratching their heads as to what precipitated it. Jalen, there's also some interesting details about him refusing to take a hat off in a photo shoot, telling the Nets to Photoshop his hat off later. A little weird. Now we've Jackie McMullen. Where'd she live?
Boston.
Right outside Boston. She covers the Celtics very closely. Where did Kyrie play last year?
Celtics.
So she's not new to Kyrie Irving. Jalen, is this something that we're going to be hearing more about as the season goes on?
So I have to say this because it's really important. For anybody that has siblings, that has friends, that's played on a team, there are going to be some aloof personalities in the locker room, in the house.
I'm going to take it beyond that. Anyone who's worked in a group environment, personal dynamics just change all the time.
And when this is what you do for a living, certain people behave different at their job than they behave in their personal time. So when he's on wax with his team, I'm pretty sure like anybody else, there's going to be emotional ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be days where he has a mood and we all adjust as teammates. That's just how life works. That's what being a part of a family or a kinship work. Because ultimately, you're trying to get to your ultimate goal. And lastly, he's really talented at basketball.
Yeah, when you score 50 points, you can act whatever you want.
Correct.
Yeah. You want to take your hat off? Cool, go ahead and drop 50, that's fine.
I'm going to tell you who Kyrie is sort of morphing into. Kobe without Shaq. A lot of stuff that I'm seeing and hearing. Like, a high-volume shooter, an elite scorer. Of course he's not going to play above the rim like Kobe Bryant. Nobody is. But these moves that you're seeing, like elite level oohs and ahs. And so for Kobe, you remember he got criticized for the exact same thing. How he behaved with his teammates.
A little bit different. He was less aggressive than aloof, sort of like Kyrie is. But these sort of things came out. And one thing I want to talk to you about, which is an angle in this column, was they talked about the relationship between Jordan and Durant and Kyrie and how it formed during the Olympics. And there's a little bit of like a hope from the Nets that Durant will sort of help ease this, that this will be one of the responsibilities that Durant takes on. What do you think about that?
He ain't trying to deal with that. I guarantee you that in his head, he's not waking up today thinking, I'm going to do what I can to change Kyrie.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to give him some advice on how he should behave.
We had a quote where he was like, Kyrie's an artist. You know what I mean? When you use the word artist, it's like, oh, okay. It's like when you book a musical artist for your guests, you're like, oh, they might show up at 10, they might show up at 10:30.
Correct.
Like, they're an artist.
Correct.
You know?
Like Lauryn Hill. You know, you go to the concert, you know what you're getting, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing when Kansas books Snoop Dogg, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
And a lot of people underestimate, though KD, in theory, is considered the OG in the dynamic because he's played in the league a lot longer. Kyrie was the lead recruiter to the Nets, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that dynamic, I'm pretty sure they see themselves as a parallel, and I don't believe KD's going to take it upon himself to try to change Kyrie.
I feel a bit of a responsibility to mention that in the article, there was a lot of examples of him being a great leader and teaching some of the younger people on the Nets and his work ethic. Like this was not a Kyrie has mood swings piece. This was Kyrie's role with the Nets, both positive and negative.
This is why I need to get on the telephone and get Kyrie Irving on our program.
Okay.
So that we can ask him. Because in a family dynamic, in a team dynamic, you're going to have unique personalities. Yeah. And if that person just so happens to be your best player, you deal with
it. I've been dealing deal with your weirdness for 8 years now, man. Talk about dynamics, quirks, please. Jalen, Monday Football, not a bad game. Not a bad game. Dolphins took a lead. Steelers came back to win. But it leads me to ask you this question. Which franchise would you rather be? The one that's full-on tanking like the Dolphins trying to get a big quarterback? Or the Steelers, who are middling, mediocre, but have some pieces to build with?
Is this a serious question?
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are a storied brand beyond just the NFL. And I like stability. And they've had three head coaches in the last 60 years.
Okay.
Okay. Chuck Noll, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin. I'm going with the Rooney family.
I think that's fair. It's also, we have to report that James Conner got hurt last night. That's really bad for the Steelers and also bad for my fantasy team, but we move on. I've got good news for the two of us, Jalen.
But I do love Stephen Ross.
Good news for the two of us, Jalen Rose.
Yes, sir.
We're going out Saturday night.
Yes!
We're going out Saturday night.
We knew it.
We're going
out
Saturday night.
We knew it. We knew it.
The Diaz-Masvidal fight was in jeopardy.
We knew it.
But that'll be us right there Saturday night. I got some popcorn that you're probably going to take from me. You got some lobster. I might not dress that well. But Jalen, I am so excited for this fight. So excited for the fight.
Here's what you should be really excited for.
What's that?
Because I saw Mr. Masvidal today.
What's that?
And remember when he came on the show, he promised us that if we came to the fight, which we're going, and he won, that he was going to bring us to Miami and take us to KODs.
Okay, I'm rooting for Masvidal, and I'm also rooting that no one watching this knows what KODs is. Moving on! We had a great game in the Garden last night, too. MSG was alive and chanting the name Bobby Portis.
They chanted both of them.
Bobby Portis. RJ Barrett played great. Bobby Portis hit some huge threes at the end of the game. The Knicks stormed back at the end of the game to win. Look at Bobby Portis. Pump fake, hitting the game. It was such a great game from Portis, and RJ Barrett's been so consistent. Is there a little bit of hope in the Garden?
There's a lot of hope in the Garden, and this is a perfect example of why you have multiple veterans that have something to prove on your roster if you don't have a superstar. And I always talked about the power forward spot for the Knicks.
Yep.
You signed Julius Randle. And we talked about this with Malika yesterday. You noticed he was in the center of that.
Yep.
Penetrating,
kicking,
driving, kick to the left, driving, kick to the right. You see who else Portis was hugging? Morris. Another veteran that's going to play quality minutes up front.
You'll never believe this. Morris got a tech. You'll never believe
this.
He
wouldn't do such a thing.
You'll never believe this.
And so, but I was happy for Bobby Portis. But this also, this is why when you have a crowd that can get behind a basketball team, it can fuel you to victory. When the last time you think a crowd chanted Bobby Portis' name?
He said that's never happened before in his career. He said that after the game. You know, if you chant my name, I might even hit a three.
Like, you're going to run through a brick wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Chant my name.
And I'm happy for the Knicks and their fans because I was disappointed in what was being done to Dennis Smith Jr. Now, condolences to he and his family. We realized that he was dealing with the death in his family.
Yes, he had a lot on his mind beyond the game of basketball.
This is why you don't judge people. Because you don't necessarily know what they're dealing with. And so this was a great quality win for the Knicks. I'm pretty sure they was thinking about their brother in the process.
And watching the Knicks, because you know I'm a Daeezy Knicks fan, I have been impressed not just by RJ Barrett's box score stat lines, but his poise with the basketball, his aggression. When he's not playing well, he just keeps going at the hoop, keep trying. They're running him at like the point guard. He's running pick and rolls in the NBA. He played for Duke last year. And now he's like the focal point of the Knicks offense.
As a fellow, and I say this with all love and respect, janky lefty.
Yeah, janky.
Obama falls into that category. You can just name. The only lefty is smooth is Chris Mullin.
And James Harden.
Those are the only two smooth lefties. With all jokes aside, though. What ends up happening is, since his game isn't flashy or fancy, people dismiss him. That's what happens. This is why you look at NBA teams and they don't feature a left-handed player.
He's tall too.
Only 10% of the league or less is left-handed. So it looks a little bit awkward. You know, you gotta set up on the right side sometimes instead of the left side because that's how righties like to operate. That you had to invert your offense and your plays a lot. But ultimately, since he's not quote unquote a high flyer, people dismiss the fact that he's a real productive, tough-minded player, and I like that he's playing quality minutes and being productive.
Another young piece that the Knicks have in their developing is Mitchell Robinson, which brings us to Soft Move or Bust. Pre-game outfits have become a thing in the NBA. They get covered almost as much as the game does, and Mitchell Robinson did something in his pre-game outfit that I have never seen before. Never seen this before.
Mitchell Robinson
showed up to the Garden with his own jersey on top of a hoodie.
Did Jordan play for the Knicks?
No. His own jersey on top of a hoodie.
No.
That's his own jersey, Jalen Rose.
No.
Which leads to the question, soft move or boss move?
That's a soft move.
You already 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I can't defend it. I can't defend it. I that's why I'm like, did Jordan play for, I'm not trying to figure like, who's number 23 of the Knicks? That's his own. No, that's a soft move.
Yeah, that's a soft move.
And here's the thing.
Love his game.
Yeah,
you love his game.
Great shot blocker. Yeah, it ain't personal.
Man.
It ain't personal.
Come on, man.
It ain't personal. Here's how I judge people's behavior. Not necessarily by what they say. Do you think after doing that last night, he would do it again?
No.
Okay.
No. And definitely someone's texting him right now. Being like, they're clowning you on Jalen and Jacoby.
He could come on the show anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime. Jalen, let's get people what they want. My wife is so jealous of my Quip toothbrush. I think she uses it while I'm not around. It's just so sleek, mounted there on the wall, and it just feels so good as it slightly, gently vibrates my teeth clean every morning and every night. What actually makes it a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power, claims of miraculous, turn the ingredients, multiple modes. If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. That's why Quip is created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health, healthier habits. Here's the thing. Quip is not that superpower electronic toothbrush. It just gently vibrates, and it's also got a built-in timer. So what it does is it lets you know when it's time to switch sides, when it's time to go up and down, because the thing about it is it's about how long you spend brushing your teeth, not how hard you brush your teeth, that really makes teeth brushing effective, which is why Quip is the best toothbrush on the market. And Quip automatically delivers you brush heads every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek design looks so good, and it comes with a travel cap. It's not huge. It's easy. Battery operated. The batteries last so long, too. It's great. Here's the thing. Quip starts at just $25, and you'll get your first refill for free at getquip.com/Jalen. Again, support this show. If you want a Quip, make sure that you go to getquip.com/Jalen. GETQUIP.com/Jalen. And you get your first refill for free. Go right now to getquip.com/Jalen. We have another very special guest, Joe.
Wait, did I just hear a reggae horn?
Yes, yes, you did.
Oh my gosh, okay. Is Buju Banton in here? I didn't know. I'm like, is Praga Benz coming through the door?
This is what you get when you come by J&J. You get a special introduction. Josina Anderson joins us. Josina, we start where we will end Football Sunday this week in the NFL. Big game in Baltimore between the Ravens and the Patriots. What do you expect to see from Lamar Jackson and the Ravens as they head into this big contest?
Well, given that I was actually the reporter for the Seahawks-Ravens game in Seattle, I saw what Lamar did to that Seahawks defense when he decided he was going to put his Superman cape on.
Yep.
So I feel like this is the first time that the Patriots defense is really going to be tested when he decides to go into seventh gear. And let me tell you, if the Ravens win this game, we officially have to call Lamar the God with a G-A-W-D. I mean, undefeated. If he goes in there and beats this undefeated team, he's the God of the 2018 quarterback class.
So the Patriots secondary is so celebrated. They've got more interceptions than anybody in the history of the league up to this point. So you expect him to run a little bit more knowing how well they defend the pass?
I feel like he's going to do whatever it takes to win. Because like I said, I saw when that offense wasn't moving, Hayden Hurst and Mark Andrews and those guys were dropping the balls. and he decided he was going to put it on his back. So he will do whatever it takes. And I really love watching him. And you'll appreciate this, Jalen, because I feel like he's Allen Iverson with a football. I mean, the way he just jukes it. I mean, it's almost, it's balletic. It's just, it's like the beautiful game. So if I was working this Sunday, I would want to be at that game because I feel like that's how special potentially this matchup is going
to
be.
And I'm glad you were at that game and you referred to it because watching the game, the seminal moment happened when they got a false start. And he slammed the ball and he was mad at his center. I know you remember that because you were there. And then the next play was 3rd and 17. Then he ran for 15. They were going to punt. I mean, go kick a field goal.
I know what you mean.
He brought him back out there. He went for it. So he took over the game. I agree with that power running attack is crazy. On the other side of Patriots, they added Mohamed Sanu. And by the way, he on my fantasy team.
Okay. Are you happy? Did he produce for you?
Well, not last week. You think they're going to go to him more this week?
I mean, I think he'll have another week of familiarity. I mean, the good thing between him and what they would like to do with him, maybe versus an Amendola when he was paired up with Julian Edelman, is that he's bigger, right? So they feel like in like the red zone, he has that size to create the separation off the press even more so than maybe an Amendola and allow Julian Edelman to get more on the outside. But Sanu is also, he also has that football intellect. So when they're recruiting guys across the league to see who they're going to like scour and pick off, they know that he can also handle McDaniel's offense.
It's a good point. Now we move on to another receiver, a gentleman by the name of Odell Beckham Jr., who said that the Browns didn't challenge the Patriots enough. And Browns head coach Freddie Kitchens had a response. Let's check in with that.
Odell had 7 balls thrown to him. He caught 5 of them. I'm not responding to that. That's, we need to win a football game. That's what I'm worried about.
A little crack in the armor.
I mean, was that an Arsenio
That definitely makes me go, so try to make some sense out of that.
Okay, couple things. One, I understand where Freddie Kitchens is coming from the standpoint. It was pouring cats and dogs in Foxborough. It was not a good black girl hair day in Foxborough. So I understand it. This is why they were going to run the ball. On the other hand, I was in the locker room standing beside Odell Beckham right when he said that. And he feels like, despite the fact that it was raining, he could take Stephon Gilmore, the guy who's considered the best shutdown corner in the league, and still get his separation and still be productive. Now, yes, he did drop a ball or two. 5 out of 7 is still good efficiency. He feels like if they would have come to him more, he would have done even better. So here's what I'm trying to say to the Browns. Although I do believe they had an excellent game plan prior to Chubb fumbling all the time or whatever in the beginning of the game, you have to make sure that the leaders of your team, the people who are the vibe carriers, are engaged because they transfer that vibe to everybody else.
Correct.
And so if he's feeling like that, you don't want that to permeate. So you got a massage over here. You know about that. Okay, Mr. Married Man. Oh, you got, sometimes you just got a massage. Honeydew, yes, you're right. Okay. Just to make things happen.
Absolutely.
Okay?
That's a really good point. And since you're coming on, we did some actual research for this segment.
Oh, okay.
You usually don't do that.
Wow.
You just let numbers get in the way.
Okay.
But if you look at Odell Beckham Jr.'s targets,
let me see.
Through 7 games in the last 5 seasons, these are just his targets.
Yes.
They seem to have depleted a little bit as time goes on, but he's at 59, and last year he was at 80. Does that tell you anything?
Well, it tells me that right now he is not on pace to get the 1,000 yards in the way that he would want to. And one thing that I do know is very important to Odell Beckham Jr. because we speak, legacy is important to him. Not only obviously team success, which is obvious, okay, so let's make sure that's underlined, but he wants to be among the greats.
Of course
so
he
being
does.
Off pace for what he knows that he can do is not something that makes him happy. So he's not saying let's do something outside of what will make the team win. He just feels like coming to him more, taking proving to everybody that he can take on Stephon Gilmore also would have helped, perhaps, you know, the situation as well.
And the elements would be a lot better this weekend. And as you both know, you want to commit suicide, you touch a sister's hair. So
that's right. And where's my Beyonce winning here? Y'all know better than that.
So he did something after the game that had Jacoby and I trying to figure, was it a boss move or a soft move?
Oh, what do you think?
The goat cleats to Tom Brady. I felt like it was
the
soft move.
Goat hair cleats.
Why?
I did.
Why?
I did because Baker Mayfield is his guy, right? We just lost the game. I just felt like that stage wasn't the time to do that kind of grandstand.
So, why is it a grandstand? Is he not the GOAT?
Well, I'm biased.
Okay, because?
Because he went to Michigan. He has 6 rings. So,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He deserves to be in the conversation.
Yes.
But it's... Maybe I'm just being an old school player.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just being an old bitter guy. What do you think?
I think that he's not necessarily sure when he's going to see Tom Brady in person again. And this was a good opportunity for him to pay homage because he is a student
That's
of the
fair.
Game. He appreciates the history of the game. And this is somebody that he's dreamed of playing because Tom Brady's been in the league since, Frederick Douglass was walking our back.
Cesarean
Tuffin.
I mean, so he's seen,
helmet.
Right, exactly. So he's seen him when he was basically still drinking Similac. So
okay.
he wants to pay homage in that sense.
And
plus, it was a fly.
Was
this is why
legacy was important.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is why we bring experts on to keep me in line.
Yeah, keep you
and
in
I
line.
Stand correct.
So, I mean, it was a fly idea. You know, I appreciate
it. It was real fur. I ain't mad at that. Watch out for Peter, though.
I mean, other than that.
We go from one of the best teams in the NFL, the Patriots, to one of the worst, the Washington team. Now, remember they were going to play Haskins, and they're not going to play Haskins. And then they fired the coach. They're not going to play Haskins. They're going to play Haskins. What do you think about Haskins' development in the nation's capital?
Well, one thing I do want to say is that when they played the Vikings and he threw that interception and everyone was like, oh, my God, see, how could he miss that? First of all, let's keep this in check. Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, and some of these rookie quarterbacks have all thrown interceptions with far more first-team reps. And the other thing is, if you actually go back to the replay of that play, there was a defender in front of him whose hand was high. He was trying to get it over that guy's hand, and it did touch his fingertips. I was arguing with a couple of people about this. So while it was high, and people were like, oh, that was uncatchable, it was uncatchable. No, I mean, there are wide receivers in the league who could have caught that ball. Was it perfect? No, but whatever. So my point is, I just feel like sometimes there is such a rush to criticize him in particular when it's obvious that his circumstance is so different from the Kyler Murrays and Daniel Jones who have been playing since preseason and have had way more snaps. Now, on the other hand, there is a however, I do believe that Haskins needs to do a little bit more in terms of his own preparation on his own time, not by my opinion, by some of the things that I hear. So even when you're not playing and you're not first and you're not the man right now, like you are at Ohio State, you still have to make sure that when your number is called, you know the plays up and down. Nothing is getting called wrong in the huddle, what have you. I'm not saying this and not saying this. I'm just saying the things that I hear is we could just do a little bit more preparation on our own time. And that's fine. You can get better. And there are people there that still believe in you.
So I always talk about the dysfunction in Washington.
Mm.
This offseason, they're going to be looking for a head coach.
Mm.
You just talked about them drafting a quarterback in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They had in their building the last 10 years, Kyle Shanahan,
speak about it,
Matt LaFleur, and Sean McVay,
who have all got a lot of success.
That has nothing to do with Haskins. What do you think going forward is going to be a remedy to try to turn their situation around?
I think you just illuminated an excellent point because Kyler Murray has Cliff Kingsbury. Daniel Jones has Pat Shurmur. Yep. But the actual quarterback development guru person is not now in Washington. So that is another point to kind of highlight there. And I don't know who they're going to bring in there that wants to be in that circumstances given the front office dynamic. And also who, whether they believe in Dwayne Haskins or not, is going to want to work in that situation, because obviously the owner wants this to work and you also have to believe in Dwayne. So I understand what you're saying, and I think it's a very apt point, just like I feel like what happened to him midseason is also unjust and something that has to be accounted for when you're talking about his development and how it's going.
Josina, you're welcome to come by anytime.
Bring it up.
The Jalen and Jacoby Podcast is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear. More driven. Jalen, there's so much going on in the world of sports right now. We need to keep it moving.
Keep it moving. You know we keep it moving.
Here's how it works. If you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, you, me, Method Man, jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
Okay. You might want to hit the brakes on this one.
Huge win in Detroit last night for the Pistons.
Hit the brakes.
Huge win in Detroit last night for the Pistons. Drummond played well. Kennard played well. Derrick Rose didn't play well, but did get that final bucket. I know you're watching the game. We were texting. What did you see about the Pistons over the Pacers?
Well, it was a turbulent ending. You know, Rose had some possessions at the end that I'm pretty sure that he want to take back.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a theme. When Andre Drummond plays against the Indiana Pacers, they don't have anyone that can physically oppose him.
Turner would be the person you want to.
He's just not able to. And Andre got us off to a really good start.
Yep.
And I'm glad you mentioned Kennard, who's
playing really well. He's playing well this season.
No doubt about it. So now you put Blake Griffin eventually back into the mix. The Detroit Pistons have a chance to do something.
They do.
In the lower part of the Eastern Conference.
This is beating the Pacers, a team that, you know, that everyone has projected to be a better team than the Pistons, and they were neck and neck the entire game.
I have to say one thing into a microphone that's really important. When Victor Oladipo get back,
mm-hmm.
and you put him with Malcolm Brogdon, I keep telling people, Malcolm Brogdon has improved as a playmaker.
He has. He missed some shots. He missed some big open threes.
You have both of those guys, they're going to be doing work.
The Bucks and the Cavs play the game. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
The Bucks have the Greek Freak. I would love to talk about him. The Cavs are struggling. Keep it moving.
We'll keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Great game between the surprising Suns and the Utah Jazz late last night. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
All right, the Suns, fresh off a win against the Clippers. They pushed the Jazz deep into the game. Bogdanovich, someone who we've always talked about will be a key addition, 29 points. Donovan Mitchell, clutch free throw at the end. What do you see from the Jazz and the Suns?
The main thing for the Jazz is something that I haven't seen from this player his entire career. Mike Conley is struggling mightily from the field.
Good point.
Friend of our show, finishes with both hands, integrating himself into a new offense. Once his game gets unlocked, because I think he was 0-for-7 from the floor, Bogdanovich came right back in, 29.
Yep.
Donovan Mitchell closed the game. The Phoenix Suns, give them credit.
They look good.
For playing hard on a nightly basis.
Without
shout
DeAndre
to Monty
Ayton
Williams.
Too.
I want to shout my little brother Willie Green on his coaching staff.
Fred Van Fleet did something I really want to show you. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
If you want to show it to me, we got to hit the brakes.
Let's hit the brakes. Okay, you remember that Trae Young curl cross that he did to Josh Richardson?
Mm-hmm.
Fred Van Fleet did one better. Let's take a look up north where Van Fleet did this to Markelle Fultz.
That court is amazing.
Fultz didn't fall all the way over, but it was close. Look at this. I'm going this way. You're going that way. Little Jordan push on the hip. What do you think about this cross from
I just love to see my guy super fan Nav on the baseline for 25 straight years.
Yeah, you got a ring.
No doubt about it.
Got him a ring. He got more rings than you. Keeping it moving. Remember what Joe Flacco said yesterday about the coach?
We got to hit the brakes on this.
Oh, you ain't hit the brakes on this one? You set this one up then.
Let me set this one up then. Let me get astute in my David Jacoby.
Okay.
My hosting side of myself, side of my brain.
Please do that.
So Joe Flacco goes into a microphone and he talks about his head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about him being conservative.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about the team being 2-5,
mm-hmm.
2-6, and not liking the play calling, right?
Yep, and he's back in the news today.
And I said he would be enthusiastic if they did what?
Traded him.
And so he says, okay, I'm still on the roster. Trade deadline is today at 4 o'clock. My neck. My back. What did Jalen Ramsey have? A bad back.
I might need.
Flacco have a bad neck.
I might need surgery. I might need surgery. Moving on. The Chargers beat the Bears, but still fired their offensive coordinator. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I think they should trade Melvin Gordon by the deadline. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving.
Come to Detroit.
Remember when all we could talk about was chicken sandwiches for like 2 weeks, we've got an update. Keep moving to hit the brakes.
Keep
moving to the chicken sandwiches?
Yeah,
I love it.
I can't front. I ate that chicken sandwich. My stomach was hurting for 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't have shows those days. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
The Nationals swept the 2 games in Houston. Then the Astros swept the 3 games in Washington. And now we go back to Houston for Game 4. Strasburg, Verlander. Great pitchers take the mound. Jalen, you've said that you are 100% correct with all of your postseason baseball predictions. So tell us, Rostradamus, who's going to win Game 6 of the World Series?
You know how much I love the Tigers. And
I do.
I dislike picking against Justin Verlander.
I know.
But He started 6 World Series games in his career.
Mm.
The team hasn't won any of them.
Mm.
Steven Strasburg started off this series by getting a road win.
Okay.
I think he follows up suit. The Nationals take this game.
And we get a game 7 if what you say is true. And you say everything you say is true. However, I've got a retort. Do you want to know why the Astros are going to finish the World Series tonight in game 6?
Whoa!
Do you want to know why?
Correa's a beast.
Nope, nothing to do with that. It's about Alex Bregman's shirt.
Oh.
This is the shirt he wore to game 3 and to game 4 and to game 5. He plans on wearing it to game 6. That shirt is undefeated. Astros will be your World Series champions tonight and tomorrow. We will celebrate them right here on this program. It'll be your very first incorrect baseball prediction. Guaranteed. All right. We go to the Clippers and the Hornets. We'll never believe this. The Clippers beat the Hornets. Kawhi had 37-6. To help them bounce back against their loss to the Suns. However, we have other news about Kawhi Leonard. He filed 2 trademarks to be used in clothing lines, one of which is... What it do, baby?
Yes.
Yes. Jalen, we both love the What It Do, baby sound.
Love it.
The hey, hey, hey sound, the goofy laugh. But trademarking it for a clothing line... Are you going to rock the What It Do Baby line?
If it's fly, I'll rock it. But here's what I want to point out.
Okay.
And he's doing some really good things with New Balance. So, a man of very few words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really economic with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like when something is done by him, it sticks. Like the laugh preseason last
year. Hey, yeah.
And then they went on to win the championship, and he did it in the postgame parade.
Uh-huh.
And then you see now... A young fella for OKC talking to his crowd, doing the laugh.
Hey, 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 yep.
Now the What It Do Baby in the back of the car with Serge. Maybe he had some stuff in his hands.
He's busy with his hands.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not mad at this at all. It's not like LeBron trying to trademark Taco Tuesday.
Come on, bro. That's the deepest shot you ever took. I'll also say this. He's trademarked 2. One is What It Do Baby. The other one is City Views Over Interviews. You rocking that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one went
okay.
Over my head.
Moving on. Sometimes there's video in the world of sports pop culture that really needs to be broken down in detail. It's time for you and I to go to the table. Jalen, I know you love Austin Eckler. I know you love Austin Eckler. You talk more about Austin Eckler than anyone else in the national media. Like, you do. But this is going to make you love Austin Eckler even more.
What Aaron Jones is doing this year... Eckler's going to be doing next year.
Let's check in on Mr. Eckler. Just getting ready for a game, working out. Jalen, describe what you are seeing right now.
Yo.
What are you looking at?
A really strong human being that loves to read and work out at the exact same time. That's, of course, rocking black socks. So I can roll with that.
A one-armed pull-up. Jalen.
Yo.
How many 2-arm pull-ups do you think you could do right now?
Why, you didn't ask me how many 1-arm pull-ups?
Because I know the answer to that, dog. How many 2-arm pull-ups can you do right now?
Between 3 and 5.
Yeah, I think I can get to like, 3?
Yeah.
That 4th one, though.
Yeah, between
like,
3 and 5.
That 4th one, no, I don't know if that's going to work out.
Now, that's a boss move right there.
The 1-arm push-up? I mean, pull-up?
That's a boss move.
Okay, do you need the book, though?
He flexing.
I want to ask him, like, what did you just read? What happened in that book? What happened in that paragraph you just read?
Or like when LeBron will say he was watching The Godfather.
Yeah, exactly. Just saying, you're not reading that. You're just holding that.
But that's like the emoji. He really doing it.
He really is. Shout out to Austin Eckler and shout to him reading while doing a 1-arm push-up.
Shout out.
So when it's too hot for TV, I don't have to have all the details. You know what I mean? This isn't TV. So like I read this article. I had to click through like 6 things. You know, it's one of those websites. But here's what it boils down to. Torrey Craig is dating a woman from a reality show called
Torrey Craig of the Denver Nuggets.
Number 3.
One of the deepest teams in the league.
Dating a woman from a reality show called Cartel Crew. Okay? Cartel Crew. Okay? Very attractive young lady. And they're dating, apparently. Okay? Then another young woman from the reality show Bad Girls Club 16. I used to watch Bad Girls Club. I think I got to like 3 or 4. Bad Girls Club 16, still going.
What?
Still going. I only hope that Jalen Jacoby has as many seasons as the Bad Girls Club does.
So basically you're saying he dating 2 reality stars right now at the same time?
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. A woman from Bad Girls Club 16 just happened to take a picture and post it on Instagram in a Fashion Nova thing and wrote #ad. So I guess you're getting paid by Fashion Nova. Good for her, whatever. And here's what happened. in the background of the picture is a bed. Above the bed, gigantic poster of Tory Craig. Okay. So apparently, this is either a picture from Tory Craig's bedroom or someone's just a big Tory Craig fan. Like, someone is just a big Tory Craig fan. Now, I don't want to get in Tory Craig's business. His business is not my business. Whatever he wants to do in his personal life is his own personal life. But if this is his room, Jalen, a life-size huge poster of yourself playing NBA basketball? I can't do that.
Soft move.
I can't do that.
Soft move.
I can't do that.
So, let me say a few
my
things.
Mom would be like, that's too much. Can we get that smaller?
So, I got to put some respect on his name first.
Mm-hmm.
The Denver Nuggets, for anybody that's followed our program over the last couple of years, became one of those teams that Jacoby and I got out in front of the news cycle and acknowledged to everybody that they were going to be legit.
Before last season.
So much so, I need to text Stephen A. Smith because he owed me some designer shoes.
Okay.
He bet me that the Lakers will have a better record than the Nuggets. The Nuggets were second in the West.
Barely second in the West.
And the Lakers...
They were in the playoffs, right? Didn't they get swept in the first round?
Did not make the playoffs.
Oh, that's right. No. They did not make the playoffs.
So he should like, owe me two pair.
LeBron got hurt. But LeBron wasn't hurt the whole year.
He should owe me two pair. But anyway.
I need two pair.
Jamal Murray. Gary Harris. Terrific young backcort.
But they're deep.
Yeah. That's where I'm going. The Joker is going to be in the MVP conversation amongst the league leaders in points, rebounds, and assists and triple doubles.
Joker's a little hit or miss, though, but we can talk about that later.
Yep.
Millsap, OG, mid-30s,
mm-hmm.
playing good minutes for them. But what makes the Nuggets who they are is all of the players that the national media and many of the fans don't really know who they are. Beasley.
Love Malik Beasley.
On the wing. Defender, makes threes.
Monte Morris. On you.
Monte Morris, Flint Town, stand up.
Shout Monte out. Morris, I saw him in the box score, and I was like, Is this who I think it is? And it just kept happening, especially when Harris was out. He was getting buckets.
And our guy that Tory they took Craig? In the lottery is not even playing
Michael Porter
yet.
Jr.
Michael Porter Jr. isn't even playing yet.
I think he got out there. Let me check on that. I think he got out there. But go ahead.
No.
One of those guys that fall into that mix is Tory Craig. And the reason why I wanted to give you like that background info because it wasn't like he was a lottery pick. It wasn't like he was top 10, top 5, top 3. So he's self-made in the league. And Jacoby, what happens with players like that, while everybody else is sleeping on you, you got to really love yourself.
I like it. Okay, I like what you're doing here. Get the big poster.
So it's one thing to have a poster of Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan in your room.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I wouldn't do it.
That's fine.
I have not done it and don't plan on doing it.
What if someone gifts you that? Like, people think it's like a nice gift. Like, I got you a gift of a big picture of you playing basketball.
I'm going to start to turn the garage into a little mirror for stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need like a certain room of the house where people don't. It can't be like.
Not in the house. The garage.
Yeah.
And so this young lady takes a picture allegedly in his bedroom on the floor. And I know you don't like follow-up questions, but I have two really important ones.
Oh, gosh.
You said Ad was next to it?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
So you take a picture in my room.
It's
a picture of me on the wall.
I don't do the Instagram ad thing. I've seen you do. You got a little sponsorship here and there.
Well, people write me checks.
Of course. No, I'm not. The only reason I'm not doing this is because no one asked me to do it. There's a difference. But I think you write hashtag ad to notify people that this is a paid thing. This is not true content.
But if you're doing paid content, was a part of that agreement to indirectly pull him into it? Or you think it's just coincidental?
That's gotta be coincidental, cause that's too much. That's too extra.
But you talked about...
But I don't think the people at Fashion Nova are like, yo, we'll give you X amount of dollars if you wear some of our clothes and give us a shout. But if you happen to do it in a more prominent location that might get picked up on certain blogs, and, you know, I think she's doing that on her own.
So
I don't think it's written in the contract. You got to be in Tory Craig's bedroom or someone's bedroom who has a big Tory Craig poster.
So involving your involving someone you know that plays in the NBA does bring more validity, more fame.
Oh yeah,
to your ad,
doing it for clout,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because what I learned when people take pictures, they look at them,
yeah,
they edit them.
That's where I wanted to go.
And
with
do
this.
All of that.
That's
stuff
where I wanted to go with
before
this.
They post them.
But,
right?
I mean, she could have. You know, we've all been on Instagram. You can take your two fingers and zoom in and make sure that the poster's not part of it. You can do that. You can do that if you want. Or you can look at it and leave it just the way it is and say, it doesn't have his name on there, but anyone who knows me knows that that's number 3 in that uniform and, you know, and there's probably maybe a couple people that might even recognize this bed and maybe, you know, maybe she's just claiming her spot a little
Correct.
Bit.
Correct. Maybe she was just marking her territory.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm gonna get a check from Supernova. Uh-huh. I'm gonna mark my territory.
But listen, I don't know this young lady from the Cartel Crew, but I don't want anyone mad at me from the Cartel Crew.
Preach.
I don't want anyone mad at me that the word Cartel. Preach. No, if Cartel.
That's why as soon as you said that, I was like, Cartel.
So say it with your name. I don't want anything to do with that. I'm sorry.
No.
I apologize. Yeah. I didn't mean it. No smoke. I'm sorry.
We're just dads and journalists.
This is actually Tory Craig's cousin's house. You know what I mean? They're close. And you know, it's also a weird spot for the big poster yourself. You know, right over the bed. Weird spot.
But here's a distinction, and this happens in every profession. It's really hard to let go something that basically you dreamed about, it happened, and then it's over.
Oh,
so he's a current player.
Jay.
Imagine being a retired player.
Jay, look over my right shoulder, up high on a wall. You'll see a picture of myself on the wall. What am I doing in that picture?
Well said.
What am I doing in that
picture? You're celebrating.
What am I celebrating?
You're celebrating Family Feud.
Family Feud victory.
A championship.
I can't let go of that. So here am I talking about Tory Craig when right behind my back is a picture of myself in Family Feud.
And I'm pretty sure somebody told you that in your ear, and I'm glad they did.
You think someone told me that in my ear?
I know they did.
Jalen Rose, don't make me mad.
I know they did.
No. We're going to dig down on this. You think someone told me that in my ear because what? I'm not self-aware enough or intelligent enough to come up with that thought myself?
No, you don't have eyes in the back of your head.
No, you don't think I don't know what's behind me?
And I know that that thought wasn't on your brain because I'm your brother and I can finish your sentences sometime and therefore you would not have thought about that on your own.
You are my brother. You can finish my sentences. You know what I'm thinking. Feeling just based on my body language most of the time.
Are you lying to the microphone?
No, sir. That was an original thought from myself, not in my ear. I promise. Ask the
Reg,
control room right now.
Reg,
Lisa, anybody in the control room, did you feed me that line?
No.
Nope. Oh, so I'm happy and proud of you. So let me flip the coin.
Happy and proud. It seems like you're disrespecting me a second ago.
Let me flip the coin. Look behind me. No pictures of myself.
No, you never won Family Feud, Doc.
All facts.
You scored 73. I had to pick up your rebound and put back the dunk. Hey,
for real. You was like, yeah, for sure. You got the highest. You have to have one of the highest speed round scores in the history of Family Feud.
You know what? That's not true, but let's just claim it. Who cares?
Now you have to.
Just say it.
You got 170 points. Sure, people ain't doing that.
Nope.
What up, though? IG Live Interactive.
So if you don't follow Jalen versus everybody on Instagram, you really should.
Yes.
Because he goes live like 6 times a day.
I'm trying.
And whenever I see the notification, I check in on you just to make sure that you're okay.
I'm trying.
You know?
I'm trying to step up my social media game.
Trying to be innovative. Trying to give the people what we want, as we always do. Part of giving the people what they want is taking the people's questions via voicemail. It's Tuesday, so ladies, we need your calls. 985-80-JALEN.
Hey, ladies!
Jalen, you've been really good at this lately.
Thank you, family.
What's the number? I just said it.
985-80-JALEN.
There you go, Jalen Rose.
Yes,
you're
yes,
getting good.
Yes,
you're
yes,
getting good.
Yes.
We've literally had this number for, what, 6 years?
Yes.
You got it now. You got it.
I got it.
You got it.
But how about this? You tell me the J-A-L-E-N numbers.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not even a guess.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you the J-A-L-E-N. That just gives you more to remember, too. Don't make it harder on yourself, bro.
I got to do some shout-out.
No.
Corey.
Shout-outs.
Taylor.
Shout out.
JC. We're changing the game. Terry. IG Interactive. Your favorite podcast ain't doing this.
Nope.
They're recording, they're editing, and then they're putting it out. You hear your favorite podcast. Guess what they don't have? A Reg the Ledge.
Nope.
They don't have one. And this is why I didn't like groups as I started to get older that didn't name their DJ. I was used to the DJ dominating the stage because I was born in 73.
Sure.
I remember when the Cold Crush or whoever was
DJs
on stage.
DJs were bigger than
the
MCs.
DJs were bigger than the MCs.
Yes.
Then that dynamic flip with like Salt and Pepper and Run DMC. But I always was somebody in the background like, why they don't put Jam Master Jay somewhere? Why don't put Spinderella's name somewhere? Look at the iconic shirt. Run DMC.
Great point.
No JMJ, but we don't do that on this show.
No, not on this
because
show.
We got a Reg the Ledge. And
Big
the only way
staff.
You can get on our
Rachel,
show.
Brianna, Griselda, Harlan, Lisa, Demetrius, Reg, Tanner, Ruel, Nate Dogs in the building sometimes. Everybody.
And the only way you can get on this program is one thing to shout out Run or DMC. You got to shout out JMJ. Let's get to the voicemails, Reg.
Yo, shout out Reg the Ledge. Shout out to Jalen Jacoby. It's your boy Jesse from Wainwright, Alberta, Canada. The cold, chilly north. You know, riding high on the Seoul Raptors Victory Championship, I gotta be honest. I'm a Lakers fan through and through. Have been since I was a little one at the free throw line with my Shaquille O'Neal ball clanking away, shoulder at the nail, just like you say, Jalen. But question. Been a long time coming with these Lakers on the up. Finally got Anthony Davis. Watching that preseason game against the Warriors, and I know this is preseason, not to blow this up, but is this something to get excited about? I watched Anthony Davis throw 5 dunks down. Him and LeBron looked good together. They looked like they were having fun. What do you guys think? You think it's getting a little too hype for the L.A. Lakers? Do you think this is the proper way to feel? Let me know how you guys feel. Thanks for having me on the show. Again, shout out to Reg the Ledge, Jalen and Jacoby. Love what you guys do. Keep on giving with the people what they want.
It's important to us to give the people what they want. That's why shout to Jesse for taking time and energy out of your life to call our program.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
That means everything to us.
Jalen just said something really nice about you, which means...
Number two, this is why we go IG Interactive. Number three, hit the brakes. Did we just have a caller asking about a preseason game? Is that an old voicemail?
We did. Because I think what Reggie's trying to do is Reggie's secretly trying to make Tuesdays International Tuesdays.
Yep.
But we're not promoting it.
Nope.
Oh, gotcha.
So he's not communicating with us appropriately.
Oh, gotcha. My
so
bad, Reg.
We had 2 callers from Canada.
Gotcha.
But I will say this. Hit the brakes about this, though. Hit the brakes on this. He's like, I'm a Laker fan. It's been a long time coming, but we're finally good. Long time coming, but we're finally good.
What?
Yo, check in with some other franchises around the league, my guy. Long time coming. How many championships do the Lakers have?
16.
16 championships. When was the last one? It was like 2008, I want to say.
And you can't tell their fans that they wasn't playing.
Yeah, it's like, yo, like, long time coming. There's a lot of franchises out there that have never, ever won. Like, the Raptors just won their first. That's a long time coming.
Their fans are really possessive to the point where I was like, the Lakers are my favorite to win it all this year. Like, no, you don't get to jump on a bandwagon. Like,
this is just my opinion.
I didn't pick up
LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Danny Green, and Kyle Kuzma. Like, oh, finishing games. Like, I think they're going to win.
But hold on. But do you really get to say that as a Die Easy fan? Do you really get to say that?
Say what?
About his fandom.
Jay, let me tell you about the freedom of being a Die Easy fan.
Teach me.
You can say whatever you want. You can't tell me nothing.
So you don't have to watch the Lions.
No,
only
no, no.
And you know,
I watch the Red Zone. My loyalty is to Scott Hansen. That's my loyalty is. Who's your favorite player in the NBA? NFL, Scott Hansen. Who do you key on NFL Sunday? Scott Hansen. Shout out to my guy.
Shout out.
Time for some voicemails. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. Ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Right now. Pick up your phone, call 985-80-JALEN. We're taking exclusively female voicemails tomorrow. Today, we're taking all comers. Reg, what do you got?
Yo, Jalen and Jacoby, this is Justin from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. I'm just calling to say shout out to Reg, shout out to everybody on the Jalen and Jacoby crew. You guys have the best pod in the world. And I'm just calling to ask, what would be your top ranked fantasy NBA player? I know a lot of people have fantasy football teams, but I have a fantasy basketball team, and I want to know what your top ranked fantasy basketball player is. Thanks. Keep giving the people what they want.
I dabble in a little fantasy basketball. Not an expert, but I'll say this. You're looking for someone who's going to produce a lot. You're looking for someone who has to carry a lot of load on their team. Fills the stat sheet in various different categories. And I have two names for you. And we're putting it on one, what? My doppelganger, Nikola Jokic.
The Joker.
Two, Karl Anthony Towns.
What?
Karl Anthony Towns, he's going to get blocks, he's going to get rebounds, he's going to score 30 points. Like, people think like, oh, get LeBron, get Kawhi. This is fantasy basketball. It's different.
What?
This isn't basketball.
So, shout to Nova Scotia. You know how much I love Canada.
Jacoby,
you just did a Nick Chubb. You had a 50-yard run.
And then bumble. What happened?
Yeah. You didn't give the people what they want, what they asked.
What, I didn't give you what they want?
Nope. Listen to me. As somebody who played fantasy football for the last 10 years that have never played fantasy basketball once, take this advice from me. Don't overthink this one. The Greek Freak.
It's good.
Amongst the league leaders in scoring.
Rebounds.
Steals.
Blocks. It's good. Greek Freak's a good
and
one.
And you said somebody that fills up the stat sheet and has to do everything for a team? Who has more responsibility than he does?
Not many players.
Because as much as I love the Joker.
Listen, we're giving Justin what he wants. You know what I mean? That's why we're tandem.
You know how much I love the Joker.
I know you love the Joker.
But it's two ends of the court.
Also, I'll say this. The Joker is a little hit or miss. You pay attention.
On athleticism,
you,
man.
But you always see that like 35, 20 rebounds, 10 assists. The Joker, is he the MVP? What you don't hear about is like the 14 points. You know what I mean? 10 rebounds, 4 assists. Like he does that sometimes. He does.
And then here's another one. James Harden.
Yeah, it can't hurt. Can't hurt to have James Harden. Can't hurt.
Who's going to take more shots in the NBA than him this year?
Score 40 points.
Like,
he scored 40 points.
Right, like, he had 40 points last night and played bad.
Didn't he play well? Yeah, you watched the game. Like,
made 20 free
40?
Throws.
Yeah.
Made 20 free throws. He ain't even got hot yet.
Yeah.
So, those will be my choices.
There you go, Justin. We appreciate you calling. Ladies, don't forget to call 95.
Don't sleep on Russell Westbrook. Don't sleep on Anthony Davis.
Zero. Jalen, and we want to thank Justina Anderson for coming through. Great segment. Always welcome to come back. We want to thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that KRS?
Done. We're not done.